Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When it comes to the most prestigious award ceremonies, like the Academy Awards, the VMAs, the Raspberries.
What's the Raspberries?
You know, that's the one for the bad movies.
Oh, those are the Razzies.
Those are the Razzies.
Oh, I thought those were the same thing.
No,
sorry.
The Raspberries are given to the worst pop songs of the year, and when you get the awards, Celine Dion blows gently on your belly button.
Oh, what? Like a raspberry.
You get a raspberry.
I
That's a nice one, but
it's a beautiful sound. Even
I want one. I want a Celine Dion raspberry.
Maybe no award's more meaningful though than the IG Nobel Prizes.
Oh.
If you don't know what those are, they're the prizes given to the most ridiculous real scientific studies that actually happened over the past calendar year.
Oh yeah, that's right. Forgot about these. Yeah,
IG stand for ignorant? Is that what it stands for?
I don't remember.
I'm not smart enough to know.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Basically, it's where all the nerds get together and troll each other about who's the worst at science.
Yeah.
That's it.
And over the weekend, this year's winners were selected, so let's go over them just for fun.
Yes. These are so fun to me.
The Ecology Prize went to a team of researchers from Spain who did a genetic breakdown of all the different bacteria you can find on discarded chewing gum around the world.
I'm going to say tons.
Yeah.
That is so gross. Yeah,
just in case somebody wanted to pick it up and pop it back in their mouth, now they know.
Just really useful information that you want to be carrying around with you. The Peace Prize went to a group of scientists in the United States who tested the hypothesis that humans evolved beards to protect themselves from punches to the face.
I've always heard that. I've heard that. Is that true? Did they find out?
I don't know.
Brooke, I can't believe you're actually interested in it.
I am.
I'm wondering who was volunteering to be tested in that study.
Just like old Vikings. You're going to try to uppercut me. Good luck, brother.
Meanwhile, the Medicine Prize went to a team in Germany who tried to prove that bedroom activities are just as effective as decongestant medicine to improve your nasal breathing.
No. What? Oh my God.
That sounds like it'd be fun to be part of that test.
Yes.
Right?
The face punch study guys are I want to be in that one.
Yeah.
But it means you have to do it with like a super snotty nose.
Don't get started. Just come over here and kiss me first.
Please just kiss me right now. You can't breathe through my nose.
Gross.
Like that's ever stopped anybody before.
Yeah. It's sexy.
We're talking about this year's winners for the IG Nobel Prize, the most ridiculous scientific studies of the last 12 months.
This is great.
The prize for physics went to researchers in the Netherlands who did a year-long experiment to figure out why pedestrians don't constantly collide with other pedestrians while they're walking.
It's called peripheral vision.
Have you ever heard of eyes before?
Yeah. You look ahead and you look behind you. And
I wonder if they came to an answer, though. Like, it'd be even better. It's like inconclusive. We weren't quite sure.
I don't know, but the most hilarious part about it is a completely different team of researchers in Japan also won for studying why pedestrians sometimes do collide with each other while they're walking.
Think of this.
It has to be cell phones. It has to be the only reason, right?
I don't know. I just hope those two teams, like, fight each other when they're at the award ceremony.
They don't go
alike. No, they do look alike. No, they don't.
The transportation prize was given to scientists in the U.S. They did experiments to figure out if it's safer to airlift a rhinoceros upside down by its feet rather than right side up. Meaning safer for the rhino, not for the humans trying to move it. Yeah.
We should have known what you said, USA and science.
Imagine seeing this. Like, happen.
But how do you set a rhino back down if you're carrying it upside down?
That's a good point. Gently?
I mean, a rhino on the back. Is that good?
I think you drop it into like a pool.
Oh. Yeah, they're like cats. They land on their feet. Yeah.
This is how this starts.
Well, if anybody,
no, we're going to study it.
If anybody out there is going to be airlifting a rhino anytime soon, you should know they didn't find that it makes much of a difference either way.
Why do I want to see a video of these experiments?
I'm sure you can find
it. They have to be on YouTube, right?
Let's keep going. The chemistry prize was given to German researchers who analyzed the air inside movie theaters to see whether the odors given off by the audience reflected the levels of violence, sex, drug use, and bad language in the movie that they were watching.
Kind of gross.
So, like, the more R-rated the movie is, the stinkier the crowd's going to be? Is
that you should be able to, like, smell it in the air. Like, smells like a love scene with drugs.
I don't know if I want to know the answer.
Also, the biology prize. That last one felt like the biology prize. But no, apparently the biology prize went to one researcher in Sweden.
Oh, just one.
Who studied the different sounds cats make while communicating with humans.
Aww.
Which, if you're wondering, include purring, chirping, chattering, trilling, tweedling, murmuring, meowing, moaning, squeaking, hissing, yowling, howling, and growling.
Was the researcher's name Taylor Swift?
The award for loneliest researcher with the least human friends goes to one man in Sweden.
He's petting all his cats. Aww. Don't chatter back. Yes. We're bigger than they are.
We're going to tweedle together. The prize for economics went to a guy in France who wondered if the obesity of a country's politicians can indicate the level of overall corruption in the country.
Okay, the more money they have, the fatter they get. I mean, it's usually your pockets are fat, not, you know.
Of course, a French person did that, too.
Yeah,
judgy.
And finally, the entomology prize went to researchers in the United States who did a study called A New Method of Cockroach Control on Submarines.
Oh, cockroaches.
Is that actually a problem on submarines?
You have cockroaches underwater?
I would hope so. Otherwise, why would they even do this study?
Hey, they're in for the... I mean, that's why maybe they got this prize.
Yeah.
Maybe there isn't an issue.
Him and the cat guy should get together.
Yeah.
Collab. Anyway, those are your Ig Nobel Prizes for the past year.
Wow.
Dude, that was great.
Yeah. We got your phone tap coming up next.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.